Christmas music already. Welcome back. I'm Libby Collins on Wisconsin Weekend Morning News. Well, yeah, the 30th annual Christmas Fantasy House to benefit Ronald McDonald House Charities opens on November 4th. And joining us on our Tri-County Contracting Hotline with a preview is one of the chairs, Connie Walters. And I know we're not quite at Halloween yet, Connie, but that Christmas Fantasy House, I know you've been working on it. Can you give us just a little bit of an idea of what we're going to see this year?
Oh, yes. It's a splendid display of decorations and cheer. The Swan family has been so generous to donate their gorgeous 9,000 square foot home out in Delafield. And we have about 18 rooms that are going to be decorated this year for the holidays with snowmen and Santas and elves and glitter and glitz. It's going to be quite a spectacle, I will say, this year.
Am I correct that it's like 24 different rooms that you're decorating?
I would say about that, yes. And there are 18 decorators that we have from local businesses. They come in, you know, doing this, generously donating their time, their expertise, and their talents, their skill of putting together these room vignettes for the holidays, all to benefit Ronald McDonald House. It's great.
Now describe it. So every single room is going to have a different Christmas theme?
Yes, that's correct, Libby. Yes, so the decorators will come in, and you know, some of them have already been there. We had some early decorators go in. It's we have a complete team that oversees the decorators, and they do an incredible job choreographing all of these folks that come in. So you know, there are floral shops and gift shops, and even just folks. You know, we have a pair of retired teachers who come in and decorate, and they do a splendid job.
Can you just give us like a little hint of what we might see there?
Oh yeah. Oh sure. There's the Merry and Bright. So the teachers, for instance, are coming in and they are decorating William's room, and it the theme is Merry and Bright. So you can kind of take it from there. They are always spot on with their decorations. They do a tree, and you know, their theme will carry through with Merry and Bright. So lots of lights and lots of joy and elves and very kid inspired too. You know, it's all for the children. So silver and gold and gingerbread. It is. It's such a spectacle. You have to see it when you walk in, you know, to take it all in. It can be overwhelming. And I know for the families too, it's so exciting to see, you know, their home. They've been, you know, getting this home ready for us to come in and descend upon them since the summer, since July.
Oh my gosh.
So
generous of that family. Yeah. Now yeah. It's not just the decor of these rooms. You've also got a boutique, mm-hmm. a sweet shop, a silent auction, raffle baskets, and all of this is going to benefit Ronald McDonald Charities.
Yes, ma'am, you are correct. Yes, the sweet shop. So those are our special areas. There's something for everyone. The sweet shop is, you know, all the goodies, the baked goodies are donated by the volunteers who come in and take their time and are the room docents. So we have, you know, quick breads and cookies and puppy chow, you know, everything that you can imagine the sweet shop offers. The baskets, Carol does an incredible job with the raffle baskets and soliciting all of the donations and making, you know, she does this operation in her basement with her husband and her family and her friends. It's, you know, just overwhelming what she does, you know, to support.
Well,
And
I know that you're coordinating the silent auction. What are some of the items that are going to be up for auction?
Oh, right. We have baskets donated from local salon, 2910 Salon in Brookfield. We have some gift cards from CeCe's Elbow Room in Brookfield. We have a cleaning service. We have a beautiful necklace that was donated from Powers in Brookfield. We're going to put all of these great things together. We have, you know, even some things that you wouldn't really expect. You know, those things maybe you would expect. We also have some events going on in Milwaukee that are donating as well. And oh my goodness, what else?
Well, I know it all gets underway on Saturday, November the 4th. And if you want to get tickets, let's tell everybody where you can get them.
Oh, absolutely. So advance tickets are available at a lot of the local pick and saves or metro markets. And we also at some of the decorators places as well, like the Gingerbread House or the Twins Floral. So there are a lot of them that will provide tickets too. But you also the easiest, probably the quickest way is to go either to the Ronald McDonald House website, and then that'll link through our website, which is ChristmasFantasyHouse.com. So you can get advance tickets that way. Probably the easiest, and certainly at the door, Libby.
I know that you're keeping the address of the home private because, well, yes. it is a private home. But again, you're going to have shuttle buses going from Nagawiki Park, Park and Ride at 83 and 94. It is it's an amazing event. You have to see it to believe it, and it goes for such a wonderful cause. So, Connie, one last time, if anybody wants more information, let's give the website.
Yes, ChristmasFantasyHouse.com.
Connie Walters, thank you so much, and thank you for you and all the volunteers and everything that you're doing for Ronald McDonald Charities of Southeastern Wisconsin. It's 942 on WTMJ.